Hello, Sublette County. This is Albert Summers reporting to you from Cheyenne on March 3rd. Today we heard bills on second reading, had final vote on bills in third reading, and voted on bills in Committee of the Whole. Senate File 66, American Rescue Plan Act Recovery Funds Appropriations, was voted on today in third reading and passed with many amendments. One beneficial amendment that passed is third reading amendment number 15, healthcare staffing and stabilization. Our hospitals and other healthcare facilities have been under a lot of pressure and have struggled to maintain staff throughout the pandemic. Maintaining quality healthcare staff is crucial. This amendment appropriates $3 million in an effort to help stabilize medical services. I believe this is a good use of ARPA COVID relief funds, and I voted in favor of this amendment. Senate File 6, Aquatic Invasive Species Inspection Enforcement, passed Committee of the Whole today. This bill states that if someone fails to stop for a conveyance inspection of watercraft for aquatic invasive species, as required by law, they will be charged with a misdemeanor that is punishable by up to $5,000. Additionally, violators will not be allowed in any state parks or in any state recreation area for 3 years. Aquatic invasive species is a growing threat to our waterways, and I believe that measures such as these are necessary to protect our water ecosystems and water facilities. Senate File 49, Repeal of Specified State Boards and Commissions, also passed Committee of the Whole today. This bill comes from a recommendation by the Efficiency Commission in a recent efficiency study of state government. One conclusion from this study was that Wyoming state government had too many boards and commissions. This bill, in its attempt to eliminate unnecessary boards, like the Palliative Care Advisory Council, which has completed its assigned work. I support this bill. Senate File 9, Revenue Bonds for Agricultural Endeavors. This measure is designed to recruit and retain agriculture processing businesses in the state of Wyoming. Wyoming citizens want a more diversified economy. This measure is in service to that goal. In short, this bill adds bonding authority that will enable agricultural processing businesses to locate in Wyoming. Businesses must be headquartered in Wyoming. Additionally, Shoshone and Arapaho tribes have also been permitted to participate. This bill intends to encourage ag businesses to locate and operate here. I support this bill, but I am not convinced that it will attract ag businesses the supporters hope for. I can be reached at Albert@albertsummers.com with questions and comments. Thank you.